我继续用我们的圣经去敬拜神，我们会一起读，先用广东话英文读出罗马书第三章第21到31节。
Today's scripture is from Romans chapter 3 verses 21 through 31. We'll read this passage together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
罗马书第三章第21节，我一起读。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎又白白的称义。神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，凭着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣基督的人为义。既是这样，哪里有夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立法之功么？不是，乃是用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵守律法。难道神只作犹太人的神么？也不是作外邦人的神么？是的，也作外邦人的神。神既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。下一节，这样我们因信废了律法么？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Romans 3:21, let us read together. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be the just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Since God is one, He will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overflow the law by faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law.
我们今天讲到的题目是救赎。
Pastor Wilson will give today's message titled Redemption.
我想用一些时间和大家去回想去想一想公平这件事。
You know, I think you would agree with me. Fairness greatly matters to us human beings.
我相信你都同意我这么讲法，就是公平灵感对我们人来讲是非常的重要。
Just think back, and I don't think you have to think back too far, of being a victim of some injustice done to you.
你可以想一想，譬如假如有一些不公平的事落在你身上，
How did you feel?
你会怎样感，你的感觉是怎样
呢？ Right, you wanted the wrong to be righted.
你很希望呢，这个错误呢，是被更正过来的。
That's because, as human beings, fairness matters to us.
因为我们是，都是人，我们会觉得呢，公平是很重要的。
You know, what happens if some cyber hacker steals your identity?
咁样有啲咧网络嘅黑客去偷咗你个身份。
Or how about your boss or coworker steal your idea？
又或者咧，你个老细或者你嘅同事咧，将你谂咗嘅嗰啲嘅意念咧嚟到去偷咗你嘅利用。
And we all know this one: a disgruntled person takes away your peace。
或者咧一个咧好多牢骚嘅人咧，去攞咗你心里边嗰个嘅平静。
Blaming you。
嚟到去怪責你
，lying about you，
或者咧係講一啲大話嚟到去係關於你嘅。
When you're not at fault，
而你咧係冇犯錯嘅時候。
We human beings have an inner desire for things to be made right， to be fair。
我哋身為人類咧，喺我哋心裏邊，其實咧，我哋有一個嘅渴求就係咧，我哋係要公平嘅。
I know many of you aren't baseball fans， so maybe I'll use the soccer analogy then。Because many of you probably are soccer fans.
後屘好多人咧，可能咧都係中意打足球嘅。咁我或者咧，用一個足球嘅比喻。
I'm kind of delving into grounds that I'm not really familiar with. But do soccer fans get upset when a referee makes a call that you don't agree with?
咁如果咧，即係如果你係球迷嘅時候，你就知道啦。假如嗰個球證咧係即係做咗一個判決咧係唔公平嘅時候，你哋係咪會好嬲咧？
I know I scream at my TV screen when an umpire in baseball, you know, makes a call that I don't agree with.
咁咧，我曾經試過咧喺電視機前面咧睇球賽，咁但係咧，當即係我都覺得好唔公平嘅時候咧，我都會對住個電視去大叫。
Especially if it's against my team, right?
特別如果係你嗰隊係被錯誤嘅去判決嘅時候。
That's because we desire justice.We desire fairness.
点解？因为喺我哋心里边咧，我哋嗰个渴求咧就话有啲，我哋系要有公正嘅，系要有公平嘅。
On a more serious note, Mr. James Holmes, Colorado murderer, movie theater murderer. Why did the judge in the sentencing at the end when he was sentenced for life?The maximum under Colorado state law. Why did he say, "Get Mr. Holmes out of my courtroom"?
咁如果大家都記得嘅時候咧，就係最近喺佛羅里達州嗰度有一個嘅判案，就係判到呢一個Mr. Holmes 呢個人，佢喺一個嘅戲院裏邊去開槍殺死咗好多嘅人。咁當呢個法官去判咗呢個嘅判罪，就係喺個州裏邊最重嘅一個刑罰，就係將呢一個嘅將呢個人去判去終身監禁嘅時候，當佢判完之後，佢話將呢個人拎走，離開我呢個嘅法院。
You see, ingrained in us, we need to know that God cannot be mocked, that He must uphold justice.
因为在我们里面，其实我们都知道一件事，就是说到神是轻慢不得的，我们他是会坚持这个的公义的。
But this is a conundrum then. If God, and of course we're made in the image of God, desire justice, what about us who are guilty of sin against God?
咁我哋都係按着神嘅形象做嘅，咁喺我哋里边咧，我哋都有呢一个嗰个公义嘅感觉，但系我哋自己本身亦都系一个罪人，咁我哋喺神面前点咧
？Is God going to do like what that judge did to Mr. Holmes? Away, get away from me！
咁神系咪就系好似呢一个咁嘅法官咁就话到咧，去远离我，将佢拎走咧
？If you were here with us last week。We saw in the earlier part of Romans 3 that no one is righteous, no, not one.
咁喺上星期同埋你一齐嘅时候咧，我哋睇罗马书第三章嘅之前嗰节，佢就讲到我哋咧，就话到咧冇一个义人，冇一个人系义嘅。
Notice that double negative, which I guess is improper in English. Paul uses that in Greek. He emphasizes that fact.
喺呢一度，保罗佢系强调到呢一个嘅事实。
Whether you're religious. Or irreligious, We have a problem. We want to control God.
他说到无论你是一个宗教很虔诚的人或者是你一个不信神的人我们都有一个问题就是我们想去控制神
The licentious types, that's obvious You know, do away with God, do away with the rules I'm going to make the rules for my life
那些很随便很放荡那些或者他们就会说我有我自己的规矩我不需要神的规矩
On the other hand, the religious types a little bit more, less obvious
咁嗰啲咧，喺宗教入边好虔诚嘅人咧，可能咧就睇嚟唔同，但系就系喺一个嘅极端。
The religious types seek to do this for God, so that God owes me. God must bless me.
咁呢啲人咧，佢哋反之就话咧，我会咁样做，我会咁样做，跟住神嘅规矩去做，咁神咧就要去祝福我啦。
That's what sin is, by the way. Sin distorts God.Sin seeks to control God, either replacing Him or demanding from Him.
这个就是罪了。罪就是什么？罪就是呢我们去曲解了神。我们一是呢我们就不去遵守，一是呢我们就要去控制了神。
So, as we learned last time, whether you're a religious insider or a religious outsider, you're all under the burden of the law. Under...The penalty of sin.
咁我哋上次都讲过啦，无论你系喺宗教嘅里边或者系外边都好，我哋其实咧都系喺律法以下。咁即系话咧，我哋都系喺呢一个嘅律法嘅重担之下。
We're all in the same boat, religious or irreligious, under God's righteous wrath.
我哋无论系点嘅都好，我哋都系喺神嘅愤怒之下。
I hope you see the conundrum. We want justice, yet.We're the guilty ones.
我希望大家可以睇到喺当中嗰个嘅矛盾就话，我哋系好希望系有嗰个公平嘅，但系另外一方面嚟讲咧，我哋亦都系犯罪嗰一个。
I think the central theme of Romans 3:21-26 is pretty obvious because you see this word and phrase again and again and again: the righteousness of God.
咁如果你睇罗马书第三章廿一至廿六节嘅时候咧，你好容易会睇到佢嗰个中心嘅意思系乜嘢嘢，因为重复出现到嘅，佢就系讲到神嘅义。
In other words, God must uphold justice. He's a just God.
神佢一定要去持守呢一个嘅公义，因为神系公义嘅。
But the Bible also makes clear a lot of places.God is loving and merciful, wants to forgive.
但喺圣经里边好多地方亦都讲到咧，神系爱，神系满有怜悯嘅。
And so that's why Donald Gray Barnhouse, a late great pastor in Philadelphia, said. Basically, he said this. I'm paraphrasing him. These verses are the heart of the Bible.
咁咧，曾經有一個咧已經係唔喺度已經過咗身噶啦嘅牧師，咁佢咧就曾經講個説話，佢話咧呢一段嘅經文咧，其實咧就係喺聖經裏邊咧嗰個嘅中心。
And what Paul, the Apostle Paul, is doing is he's unfolding for us here. He's unfolding the turning point of the solution of our dilemma.
咁喺呢度咧，其实保罗咧，佢就系将咧，我哋所面对咧呢个好大嘅困境里边嘅一个嘅转捩点去讲出嚟。
You see, as you can see on the screen, the justice of God must be satisfied, and the mercy of God be made complete.
喺度话咧，神嗰个公义咧，一定系要被满足嘅，而另外一方面，神嘅怜悯咧，亦都喺呢度成就。
Or in the words of this old children's song, at the cross of Jesus, pardon is complete.Love and justice mingle, truth and mercy meet.
咁喺一首咧细路仔成日唱嘅歌里边咧，佢都讲到话喺耶稣基督嘅十字架嗰度，赦免系被成就，爱同埋公义混埋一齐，真理同埋怜悯相遇。
You see, in this passage, in this paragraph, what God through the Apostle Paul is telling us is he's showing us here, he's indeed just and loving.
在这一段的经文里面保罗给我们看见神是公义但是他也都是有怜悯爱的
You see, God is right to rescue sinners
神是对的他要拯救罪人
Because he has punished sinners at the cross
因为他在十架上面惩罚了罪人
Again, I said this in Sunday school I need to emphasize that God not only hates sin, he hates the sinner
咁喺主后嗰度，我曾经都讲过，我话神唔单止系恨恶呢个罪恶，你都恨恶罪人。
Otherwise, you know, Jesus is substituting in our place the sinner. He's sinless. He's substituting. So why kill him if God didn't hate the sinner?
因为点解？因为耶稣基督喺十字架上面取代咗就系罪人嘅嗰个位置，咁所以佢死咗。点解？因为佢成为呢个嘅罪人。
Again, divine justice demands condemnation of humankind.
神嘅嗰个公义需要到嘅就系话嗰个被定罪。
Yet divine love reaches out to us, us who are the guilty party, reaches out and says, "Come on, live with me."I'm the judge, but I'm going to step down and let you home.
他说但是神的爱他也都要 去伸手去捉到去临到这些罪人来到去找到他们，即好像就说到神在他那个审判的座那里走到下去来到去说来到我那里。
That's the marvel, the wonder of the gospel. If that doesn't excite you, I don't know.You know, the Spirit of God should be in you. Should excite you.
咁呢一个咧就系福音嗰度嗰个嘅奇妙啦。咁呢一样嘢，如果神嘅灵喺你里边嘅时候，佢会系叫你系好兴奋。
Slide two, please. The heart of Paul's message is what God has done to put the world right. To put the world right in Jesus.
佢喺呢度，保罗佢嗰个信息，佢讲到嘅就话啦，神佢喺耶稣基督里边嚟到去成就咗点样将呢一个世界嚟到去纠正过嚟。
And I know this bottom part here is a tough one, tough one to digest. But again, it's very important, and I'll go slow. We are justified, right? Justified freely through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
咁跟住講一啲咧，可能咧你都要慢慢嘅思想先能夠去容易明白嘅。佢呢度講到佢話咧，我哋係透過耶穌基督嗰度嚟嘅救贖咧，我哋係可以白白嘅稱義。
I'll try to unpack that a little bit, but you know, again, I only have 20 minutes because she needs 20 minutes to translate. So, what can you do in 20 minutes?
咁咧，我會慢慢嘅喺我有限嘅時間裏邊咧嚟到去解釋。
His sacrifice of atonement is received through faith.In what? The blood and righteousness of Jesus.
他说呢耶稣基督给我们那个赎罪的、那个的祭物呢就是透过呢我们去相信耶稣基督的血和他的义。
And God does this to demonstrate what? He's just. He's a just God.
神为什么要这样做、啊、就是来到去给我们看见他是一个公义的神。
But he's both just and the justifierOf those who believe.
冇错，神佢咧亦都系公义嘅，而佢亦都系称嗰啲信佢嘅人系为义嘅嗰一位。
You see, it's Christianity alone, apart from every other philosophy, every other religion. Christianity alone says that God prepares a perfect righteous record through Jesus, His Son.And gives it to you.
唯有基督教在其他的宗教和哲学以外，他讲到他说神预备了一个完全的义，是透过耶稣基督是给到我们的。
You know, as a free gift.
是一个白白的礼物。
So, you're saved not by your performance.
所以我们被拯救不是靠我们自己的行为。
But as the Bible again and again and again says, you're saved by faith.In the person and work of Jesus.
我们被得救是因为我们透过我们相信耶稣基督和他所为我们做的。
So let me ask you, this is a very important question. What is your faith in then?
现在我问问你的信心是在哪里的呢?
I'll give you a hint. It's in verses 24 and 25. What's your faith in?
在24和25节他讲到我们信的是什么。
Okay, this one I'm not going to give you the answer. You've got to tell me.
Because
obvious. Maybe if you could slide back to 24 and 25 so you have the text right there. 24 and 25, is that? Yeah, I guess we're kind of cut off here today.
我们看看24、25节那里讲给我听、我们信的是什么呢?
Faith in the blood. Faith in the blood of Jesus, right?
他说这个信是信什么？他是信是耶稣基督的血。
So what does that mean? Faith in the blood.
那是什么意思呢?
What does that represent?
它代表了什么呢?
Again, this is critical. Very critical. It's the heart of the heart of what God has done to put things right.
这件事是很关键性的，因为他在这里讲到，就是神要怎样来去将这些事情纠正过来的时候，那个的中心，他是做了些什么。
Maybe this might help. The word redemption is obviously an English word used to translate a Greek word.
这个 redemption 这个救赎这个字呢，就是其实呢，就是在希腊文里边翻译过来的一个英文字。
But fortunately for us, the English word has a kind of background that helps us here understand the Greek word.
但是这个英文字呢，它自己本身呢，都有一个背景可以让我们去明白这个希腊字的原文的意思。
The word redeem, again, I know you shoppers out there know what redeem, in one sense you know what redeem is, right? I'm redeeming my coupon now, you know, to get my goods.
这个redeem这个字其实就是赎回这个字，就是你可以拿回些东西回来。
Redeem, going back in history of the word, means to liberate through a purchase.
赎回在古时来说，就是说你是可以透过去买一些东西，而是将另外一些东西释放出来。
See, that's why you need to know some historical background of words and terms. Because how do they evolve, right? I mean, words change all the time, right?
很重要的就是你需要看回在古时的时候，那个字它的历史背景是怎样，那时候就能够令你更加明白。Way
back, ancient times, there's no such thing as bankruptcy law. No such thing.
在古老的时代里面没有破产这件事。No
such thing as, you know, we're going to close up shop. You're bankrupt.
没有一件事就是你可以宣布我破产了。
You see, if you owe creditors more than you could pay them, what would happen? You lose your freedom.
在当时说，如果你欠人债多于你可以偿还的时候，那你就会失去了你的自由。
First you lose your land because it's agricultural society. You become a tenant farmer.
以前人都是耕种，首先你可能会失去了就是你的田地。
But ordinarily, you lost your freedom.
很安详地来说，就是你就会失去了你的自由。
You became a slave.
你就成为一个奴隶。
You worked for that person.
你就为那个人来去工作。
You had to work to pay off the debt, the creditor, right? Pay every penny back.
你就要为这个人来去工作，直至你偿还了你的债务。
And way back then, many had to work years, year after year after year to pay off the debt.
在当时来说，有很多人可能是年复年的这样来去工作，来去偿还他的债务。
So you could die and not paid off yet. That's why you lost your freedom.
你甚至可以做到你死的那天，你都不可以还到那些债。所以就在这里讲到，你失去了你的自由。But
God had a provision. You can look it up. Leviticus 25:25. To address those circumstances, because, you know, again, there are droughts, right? Today, there are droughts, even today. So the famine happened, right? Still happens. Famine. No food, right? Drought.
神亦都有一些规定，我们可以在圣经里面看到，他来到面对这样的处境。譬如好像假如是有旱的时候，没水，那些人就会没出产了。
So when there's drought in an agricultural society, everybody's in poverty.
如果是有这个旱灾的时候，以为农来到去 耕种来到维生的话，那些人都会很贫穷了。
An enormous debt is accumulated.
可能就会累积了很多的债务了。
That's what Paul's getting at. When he uses the word redemption, he's telling people about that. Because they knew about it. They knew the Old Testament, right?
保罗用这个赎回这个字，就是他知道当时的人明白到赎回这个意思是什么。 And
the provision in the Hebrew text, in Leviticus 25:25, God had a provision. It's the Goel, the Kinsman Redeemer.
咁样咧，而神佢所设定嗰个规定喺个希伯来文咧，就系高勒呢个字。呢、这个字咧就系话咧，一个至近嘅亲属嘅意思。
And just briefly and quickly, there are three characteristics of a kinsman redeemer. First, had to be a relative.
咁样咧喺圣经里面讲到咧，呢个至近亲属系咩咧？有三个嘅特点。第一咧就系佢一定系要你嘅，系你嘅亲戚啦。
Right, if you fell into poverty, kinsman redeemer first of all had to be a relative of you, flesh and blood.
咁所以咧，当你欠债嘅时候咧，咁你有一个至近嘅亲属，呢个亲属一定咧同你咧就有呢个血统嘅关系嘅。
Okay, but secondly, the person, the kinsman redeemer, had to act out of love. It wasn't a necessary. He had to act out of love.Not out of compulsion, right? Out of love.
咁另外咧，呢一个至近亲属咧，佢要咧系出于佢嘅爱心嚟到去做嘅，而唔系咧好似被强迫嘅嚟到去做一样嘢。
In other words, he had to volunteer for it. He had to give of himself.
佢要自愿嘅咧嚟到去自己付出呢个代价。
And thirdly, the king's redeemer Goel had to what? Bear the cost.Pay the debt, buy it back.
咁然后第三个特点就系咧，呢个至近亲属咧，佢愿意嘅咧，佢自己去付出呢个代价，嚟到去将你所欠嘅债咧嚟到还咗去，嚟到去将替你买赎翻你嗰个自由。
And that was the provision in Leviticus 25:25 that God put there to help those in debt.
呢个咧就喺利未嘅25:25嗰个神制定咗一个规定，佢就话可以用呢一个方法嚟到去帮助一啲落喺呢一个困苦里边嘅人。
Now, Paul knows that. That's why he says you all need redemption. And what does he mean by that then? With that background.
嗱，咁所以咧，保罗咧，佢就按照呢一个咁样嘅背景咧，佢嚟讲到，佢话到，我哋每一个人都需要被赎回、被救赎。
Whether you're religious or irreligious, you're all spiritual slaves.
佢话到，无论你系有宗教冇宗教都好，我哋都系喺呢个属灵里边都系一个嘅奴隶。
And so, in slide 3, what do we need redemption for from?
咁我哋需要是在哪里被救赎过来呢?
What are we spiritual slaves of?
我们是被一些什么东西来到成为一个属灵的奴隶呢?
Well, there are at least two things we ought to keep in mind to understand what the blood of Jesus Christ accomplishes.
有两样东西我们要知道的，就是说耶稣基督的宝血成就的什么呢?
And this one should, first reason should resonate with many of you from traditional culture. We need redemption because we're enslaved to guilt.Shame and the law.
我哋喺一个传统嘅文化面长大嘅时候，呢一样嘢对我哋我哋都会好容易明白。我哋咧喺我哋嘅罪，喺我哋嘅羞耻，同埋喺律法之中，我哋系为奴，我哋需要喺当中被救赎过嚟。
Again, Paul's using the strong term. We're enslaved, enslaved to that idea that we're not measuring up. We're inadequate. We feel guilty.
在这个保罗他用一个很强烈的字，他就说我们是被奴役的，我们是为奴的，因为我们都达不到那个的标准。
We feel we're not measuring up to whatever it is, whatever our standard is.
因为无论那个标准是去哪里，我们知道我们是达不到那个标准的。
Now suppose you're more influenced by the Western culture.
假如你是被西方的社会影响多一点的时候。
And society today, and you can ask your children who have grown up,maybe had more years here in the United States, they know. There's no problem with shame and guilt. Because why? Society doesn't know right and wrong. You decide what's right and wrong.
咁如果你係被呢個西方文化影響多啲，就好似你嘅仔女喺呢個西方嘅社會長大嘅時候咧，你就會知道佢哋喺佢哋裏邊，佢哋會話冇罪冇羞恥呢一樣嘢嘅。點解？因為咧係冇對錯，對同埋錯係我哋自己去決定嘅。
We say, oh, truth, morality, right and wrong, it's all relative.
咁你会话到咧，哦，真理道德对错呢啲都系对我嚟讲都系相对嘅啫。
And we try to get our erase around, or I guess our delete buttons, and we delete guilt, shame. There's no such thing.
咁我哋咧就好似揿一个掣，就将佢咧删除咗，咁就话冇罪呢一样嘢，冇羞耻呢一样嘢。
But here's the problem. How come you feel so bad?
咁但系问题就话，点解你有阵时会觉得咁差咧？
You feel the shame. You feel the condemnation.
你感觉到嗰个嘅羞辱，你感觉到嗰个罪嘅宣判。
Because the facts are, we're nowhere close to being what we ought to be.
因为嗰个事实就系咧，我哋咧距离咧我哋应该嘅达到嘅我哋应该本来被做嘅系点样样咧？我哋距离呢一个好远。
So the world tells us there's no such thing as guilt and shame.
呢个世界话俾我哋听冇罪冇羞耻。
Yet, just about everyone is driven by it.
但系咧，我哋其实每一个人咧都被呢一样嘢嚟到驱使。
Right, experts, psychologists, sociologists, they tell us, you know, people who make their living, in dealing with this, these analysts, they notice something about what has happened when we say there's no right and wrong.
咁咧，但系咧，有好多心理学家或者社会学家或者系好多嘅分析家，佢哋睇呢个嘅时候，佢哋就会话到咧，其实系咪真系冇呢个对错咧
？And you know what they observe? We're still workaholics. Even though we try to erase guilt and shame, we're still workaholics.
咁可能咧，我哋可以观察到嘅时候，我哋见咧，我哋有好多人系工作狂。
Here's one that you can relate to because you know this. We're obsessed with beauty.
我哋咧对于咧我哋嘅外貌系点啊美系点咧，我哋系好痴迷嘅。
Obsessed with how we look，
我哋咧好介意人哋点样睇到我哋。
Why？
点解啊
？We gotta promote ourselves. We gotta be somebody.
因为咧我哋咧都要去将自己咧去提高。
Because we're riddled with guilt, anxiety, deep down.
因为其实喺我哋里边咧有好多嘅罪疚或者咧系有呢个忧虑。
And then the world, society, Western society tells us, don't worry about it. There's no right and wrong.
但这个社会就告诉我们听你不需要担心因为没有对没错的。
But why is it? We're all driven. We're workaholics. We're anxious. We're upset. We can't take criticism. We always have to prove ourselves. Why?
但为什么我们很多时候都好像要被其他东西去推动我们我们在我们里面很多焦虑很多的忧愁或者我们不可以接受到人家给我们的批评呢
Paul tells us why.
保罗告诉我们
We're all slaves. Enslaved to guilt, shame, and the law.
他说我们其实每一个人都是一个奴隶我们是被这个罪被这个羞耻被这个律法来到去成为奴役
But this is a big problem, right? If we can't shake it, we can't shake this guilt, shame and problem we have, you can't get it off us. So what do we do?
咁假如咧，我哋唔能够咧，将喺呢一啲咁嘅嘢咧，喺我哋身上面咧嚟到去除去嘅时候，咁我哋即系好似永远都好似系被绑住咁样。
Let me say that with the world solution, erasing guilt and shame won't help you. I'll tell you why.
我可以讲俾你听咧，世界嘅方法解决嘅方法就系话将呢一样嘢拆咗去、删除咗去就算啦。咁但系呢一个方法系冇用嘅。
It will when you erase.Guilt and shame, there's no meaning in life.
假如咧，你将罪或者系呢个羞耻咧，你自己删除咗佢嘅话咧，咁嘅时候，你嘅生命亦都系冇意思嘅。
Because if there's no right and wrong, then what?
因为如果
What's the purpose of everything?
因为如果人生系冇对错嘅时候，咁其他所做嘅嘢有咩意有咩目的咧
？There's no meaning. The world burns up. Nobody remembers you. So what?
咁係冇意思嘅，咁呢個世界被焚燒咗啦，咁又點咧
？So if you live a loving life or a cruel life, makes no difference。
咁你個過一個生活係冇有安心，或者過一個好空殘嘅生命，都冇意思嘅。
No guilt, no shame, no meaning。
假如喺當中係冇罪咧，冇羞恥呢一樣嘢嘅時候，你都唔會喺嗰度揾到意義。
But you know that's nonsense. You know.There's a right and wrong. You know that deep down.
但你知道咁样嘅讲法咧，系好冇系冇意思嘅，因为喺你里边你知道事情系有对同埋错嘅。
We know there's a right way on how to live. You know that.
喺你里边你知道有边一个嘅途径系正确嘅途径嚟到去生活。
And、that's why you can't shake the guilt, because you can't live up to that.
所以这个就是你为什么不可以将这个罪来到去自己去除去因为你达不到那个的标准。
You see, that drives us. The inadequacy. Wanting to reach a certain standard. It drives us. But what else do we need to be free from?
咁样咧，呢一个咧感觉到我哋自己嘅不足咧，有阵时好多时驱使我哋嚟到去点样生活。但系我哋点样可以被喺呢啲嘢里边释放过嚟咧
？We desperately need to be redeemed and freed from our false masters。
我哋需要咧喺我哋呢一个假嘅主人嗰度被赎回释放过。
See, you and I have false masters because we need to prove ourselves, and because we have a sense that we're inadequate.We got to turn to something to make us feel better.
你同我咧都有一个假嘅主人，因为我哋知道喺我哋里边我哋系不足嘅，所以我哋好多时咧就转向一啲嘅嘢嚟到去帮我哋。
So it has to be some type of achievement, some type of success that you have. You know, whether it be the happy family, a nice job, whatever, right?
因为 你可能就会去寻找一个、快乐的家庭啦，或者在工作上面去寻找成就啦，在学业上面成就啦。
You know, maybe you need to be a good student. If you're not a good student, you're crushed.
或者你要做一个好的学生，如果不是你就会好像、被粉碎咁样。
Or maybe you need good relationships.And you don't have it, you're crushed.
或者你要觉得你要同人有一个好的人际关系，如果不是你就会觉得自己好像支离破碎。
It's because you're looking for something to fill up that inadequacy in you.
你就去寻找一些东西来到 去填补在你里面你自己感觉到的不足。
But that's what it means to have a false master. You're substituting something.For God,
呢一个就系你喺你里边嘅嗰个假嘅呢个错误嘅一个嘅主人，你系去寻找一啲嘅嘢嚟到去取代咗神喺你嘅生命里边。
And so it's not just a job，
唔系净系一份嘅工作。
It's not just a school，
唔系净系学校。
It's not just a family，
唔系净系一个家庭。
You're enslaved to it. It's your life。
呢啲嘢系成为咗你嗰个嘅被你被呢啲嘢嚟到去奴役。
And you might be saying, well, so what?What's wrong with that?
咁你可能咁今日点咧？有咩错咧
？You know what a slave master is?
你知唔知一个奴隶嘅主人系点样样嘅咧
？It beats you up, beats you. You don't live up to it. You're inadequate. It beats you up.
假如你咧达唔到佢哋嘅标准，做唔到你唔不足嘅时候咧，呢啲咁嘅主人佢会点啊？佢就会咧嚟到去鞭打你啦。
Yeah, sometimes we joke, we say, "Oh, my boss is a slave master." It's not true. It's not true. You know why? What's the definition of a slave master?
有阵时咧，可能你开玩笑，你话你老板咧就好似你好似咧同你老板咧做奴隶咁样，但系其实咧，一个奴隶嘅主人系点嘅咧？真正嘅奴隶主人。
Definition of slavery is no boundaries. No boundaries. They can do anything they want with you.
呢一啲嘅主人咧，佢哋系冇规限嘅，佢哋可以做佢哋想做嘅任何嘅嘢。
See, that's the problem with false masters. You fail even a little bit, just a little bit, they're gonna beat you up.
如果咧你喺当中咧，你好似咧。做唔到少少嘅嘢都好啦，你咧就已经可以俾佢哋咧系鞭策鞭打噶啦。
I want you to think about this. Why do you work so hard? Why are you working too hard?
我可以问你一个问题啊，点解你有时工作得咁辛苦咧
？Why is it you can't stop? You cannot stop it.
点解你唔可以停止落嚟咧
？How come some of you are enslaved to relationships? You know, you're crushed when things go wrong.
或者有些人呢他在被一个人际关系里面呢来到去奴役的话呢为什么当他跟人的关系不得的时候呢他就好像呢被粉碎一样
It's because you're getting your life significance. You're getting your security. You're getting your identity in that.
因为你在那一样嗰一件嘅事情上面，嚟到去寻找你自己嘅意义，寻找你自己嘅安全感同埋你自己嘅身份。
Why was it that people killed themselves when the stock market crashed? In 1929, why is it people jumped out of buildings? Why?
点解有啲人系喺当嗰个股票冧嘅时候，啲人可以咧跳楼死咧
？Because it wasn't just money; it was a false master.
因为佢哋所失去嘅唔系净系啲钱，而系佢哋有嘅系呢一个错误嘅一个主人。
And a slave master will beat you up when you don't reach a standard.
咁咧，呢一啲咧，作為奴隸嘅嗰啲嘅主人咧，佢哋咧就會係去鞭打你，當你唔能夠達到佢哋嘅標準。
That's why you and I need redemption. We need redemption.
所以你同我都需要呢一个嘅被救赎，呢、这个赎被赎回。
Because you're using the false masters to cover your shame, where you need redemption. You don't need false masters. You need redemption.
因为咧，假如你系透过呢啲咁嘅假嘅呢嘅主人嚟到去遮盖你自己嘅羞耻嘅时候，你系冇用嘅，你需要被赎回。
Slide 5, please. So, what does God do to affect the redemption?
咁神佢做咗啲咩嘢嚟到去可以带嚟呢一个嘅救赎
咧？ Again, this is the wonder of how can it be, right? God Himself, in the person of His Son Jesus, pays the debt, deals with the justice.
有阵时咧，我哋都好难明白嘅，就系佢讲到佢话神，佢藉着佢嘅儿子耶稣基督嚟到去付上呢个代价，嚟到去带嚟呢一个嘅公义。
I hope you see that Jesus had to die to demonstrate, to do, to deal with justice。
佢咧讲到话耶稣基督系一定要去死，嚟到去俾我哋睇见。是来到去表达和去处理这个的公义的问题。
You know, as I talk to people in the secular world, they say, that's the problem of you Christians. What's wrong with this God? How come he can't just forgive?
咁咧，当我咧同一啲咧，唔系基督徒嘅人讲嘅时候，咁佢哋咧就会话啦，呢一个基督教，你哋都有一个问题，神点解唔可以净系讲话啊，我饶恕咁就得咧？
We want fairness. We want justice. That's why, right?
点解咧？佢话，因为我哋需要有呢个公平，我哋需要有一个嘅公义喺度。
Maybe this might bring this home a little bit more. Why is it so hard to forgive? Right? You know, the person says, "Oh, God, you just forgive." Right? Why is it you and I? So hard to forgive someone who hurts us.
或者我咁样讲，睇下或者大家可以明白一啲嘅。如果有啲人就咁样话啊，神点解唔可以就咁样就去饶恕咧？咁譬如我而家讲下，我同你，如果有啲嘢，点解咁难俾我要去饶恕人咧
？It's because there's a debt. A debt has to be paid. Has to pay down, right?
点解？因为当你饶恕嘅时候，你就好似系要去喺呢个债项里边，你要付出嗰个嘅代价。
You know what most people do to deal with that? They get back. They think of all kinds of ways to get back. And so the debt's paid down.
咁好多嘅人咧，佢哋反之咧去饶恕嘅时候，佢哋系另外一样咩？佢就反而咧就要去报复，佢要攞翻翻嚟。
They make the perpetrator suffer to pay down the debt.
佢叫嗰啲咧得罪佢嘅人咧嚟到咧去要佢哋嚟到去付上翻佢哋自己嘅代价。
But you see, there's a problem with that.
如果咁样做嘅时候咧，就有一个问题喺度啦。
Evil wins, right? Tit for tat. You know, you did me bad. I'm going to do you bad and more because you started it.
咁如果系咁样样，要报复翻转头嘅时候，嗰个结果系乜嘢？结果就系邪恶得胜啦。
And you notice that you're human beings. You become hard. You're a hard person, hard character.
咁如果我哋系咁做嘅时候，如果你系人，你都知道，我哋就会变咗咧一个好似系好硬心嘅人。
And you become somebody who doesn't trust people, you know? And you get crueler.
你可能咧比以前咧系更加嘅咧系冷漠，更加咧即系唔能够去相信人哋。
You know what the danger is? It gets easier to be crueler.
你咧就会更加容易咧，就系更加嘅去冷漠。
So what should we do?
咁如果系咁嘅时候，你应该点做咧
？Let evil win, tit for tat。
系咪我哋你对我点，我对你点，报复翻嚟到去让邪恶去得胜咧
？No，
唔系。
You forgive。
我哋去饶恕人。
You suffer。
咁如果我哋话我哋去饶恕人嘅时候系乜嘢咧？即系话咧，你就要去受呢一个苦啦。
Because when you forgive, you bear the burden. You bear the burden of the lost reputation. You bear the burden of loss of money. Whatever it takes, you bear the burden.
咁如果你饶恕嘅时候，就系你去承受咗呢一个苦。点解咧？就系话到咧，你嚟到去背负咗你可能失咗嘅嗰个声誉啦，或者你失咗嘅钱，或者系任何一啲被人哋拎走咗嘅嘢。
Because that's the only way you're going to stay a soft-hearted person.
亦都唯有系咁样做嘅时候，你先至可以保持翻你自己嗰、那个软嘅心。
Because you can't just forgive. It doesn't work that way. Justice has to be done. A debt has to be paid.
因为呢你如果你一定要去饶恕嘅时候，你就唯有呢就一定要付呢一个嘅代价。
I mean, you can try. You know, sweep it under the rug. It doesn't work. It comes back.
如果你唔去饶恕嘅时候，你可以话我将呢件事就好似咧扫喺地毡底嗰度咁样啦。但系始终佢会翻嚟揾你。
You just can't will it away.You know, let the wind carry it away.
你唔可以就话啊，等啲风将佢吹走就算啦。
Has to be paid for. Has to suffer.
佢一定要系有呢、这个付出呢一个嘅代价，系要有呢个痛苦。
And if you've ever forgiven a person, you know how painful it is.
如果你曾经咧去饶恕个人嘅时候，你系知道喺当中嗰、那个你要受啲咩苦。
So how much greater it is.Because that was on an individual level. When Jesus pays the debt of your sin cosmically on the cross.
我们刚才所讲的只不过是一个个人的层面讲到这个饶恕，但我们可以看一下是几咁的当耶稣基督在一个十字架上面他去为到整个宇宙里面我们人的罪来去付上这个代价的时候是几咁大。
You see, it was God himself paying down the debt for you.
是神他自己来到去付上我们的那个罪债。
He doesn't demand your blood or your child's blood. It's his son's blood that is shed.
他没有要求是你的血或者是 你儿女的血，他是将他自己儿子的血来到去流出来。
So that propitiation, which is justice must be satisfied, is done.
以致这个的救赎这个被挽回是可以完成。
And that's not only helpful for our status as declared righteous.
这个不单可以帮我们，就是去帮我们能够去称我们为义。
But God designs it in a way that changes your heart. It touches your heart.
神去这么做的时候更加来到去触摸到我们的心。
Because now you know, if you embrace Christ by faith,That he's just and the justifier.
他告诉我们听，我们可以透过信心来到去领受神，因为神是公义的，他来到称我们为义。
You see, the God of the cross wants perfect obedience to the law.
神他是要求我们是有一个完全的信服。
And that's why Jesus has to take your place, because you can't obey perfectly.
所以耶稣基督要取代我们，因为我们不可以完全地来遵行这个律法。
And God gets justice as Jesus takes your place and dies on the cross.
耶稣基督他取代了我们的位置，死在这个十字架上面，神就是在那里去成就去达到他的公义。
I'm out of time, but do you believe in the blood?
那你相不相信这个宝血呢？
Do you believe?In the need for the wrath of God to appease by the blood of Christ.
你相唔相信我哋系唯有藉着耶稣基督嘅血嚟到去平息神嗰个嘅怒气，而我哋需要耶稣基督嘅血咧
？You see, that will change your heart.
如果你系咁相信嘅时候咧，佢会改变你嘅心。
Because fear alone never changes the heart.
因为净系恐惧系唔可以改变人嘅心嘅。
Right, it doesn't help. You better be good.Are you going to hell? Better be good. Doesn't help.
如果只是恐惧，就是说你要做好啊，如果唔系你就要去地狱啊。这个是对我们来讲是没有好处的。
Might help for a while. Right? You parents know. You threaten your kids. It might help for a while, but doesn't change the heart. Comes back.
因为这个惧怕可能呢只是有效一阵间，但是呢它不可以改变你的心。
Because fear cannot awaken love. Only love.Awakens love. And that's what Jesus did for you. So, why don't you respond and follow him? Father, we thank you, for your word. You know, the Apostle Paul, it's a tough letter. It's a tough letter to digest, Romans.
神爱多谢你的话语，我们看见保罗在这里讲的书信都不是那么容易的来到去明白。
It's so much packed into just a few verses.
喺呢幾節嘅經文裏邊有好多嘅意思喺度。
And so, Lord, I pray that I did some justice to the passage.
神啊，都讓讓喺當中牧師都可以展譯到裏邊嘅意思。
And even though there are a lot of terms that maybe we're not familiar with in the verses,
或者有好多嘅字字句，我哋都唔係咁熟悉。
I pray that today we would understand the concept of redemption.
神啊，你祈求嘅就係今日我哋能夠明白到呢個救贖嘅嗰個觀念。
And what it cost you to save us?
究竟你當你要去拯救我哋嘅時候，你神你為我哋付出嘅代價係有幾咁大
？And Lord, the only way that we're going to change is we ponder that.
神啊，我哋知道唯有我哋去思量你嘅話語嘅時候，我哋先至可以改變。
That we get to the depths of it.
我哋先能夠去到睇到嗰度嘅深度。
And preach it to ourselves.
而向我哋自己嘅嚟到去講説。
Oh Lord, I pray that we wouldn't shy away from the truths of your word, from doctrine.
神啊，我祈求嘅，叫我哋唔好远离你嘅话语，你嘅教义。
But that you, O Lord, would give us a zeal to know you.
神啊，俾我哋一个嘅热心嚟到去寻求认识你。
And in response to your love, give us a zeal to make you known.
以致我哋能够去回应你嘅爱嘅时候，系叫你亦都俾人去认识。
And we ask that for the sake of Jesus.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。